on Višnju podaje, Višnju prestaje biti ne. Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini ki Mani, Namaste, Saraswati Deva, Kaudavani Pucharya, Yuhi Shesha, Sunya Vani, Shastra Chadesh, Kaudavani. Om Gyanam Timala Vashya, Ramanjana, Shokaya, Tatsu, Nikki, Chasmai, Sri, Jorodhana, Vani, Kaupati, Nishtra, Yuhi Shesha, Yuhi Shesha, Yuhi Shesha, Thank you all for coming. To encourage me. I appreciate that. Because I was able to hear, I guess we couldn't hear from everybody. We have just a short time. I think I only want to make one point, something I've been thinking of. And it's related to the verse we were talking about this morning. Prabhupada remarked in a letter, a well-known letter describing the management we want to receive as ISKCON. He said that our members must be trained to be independently thoughtful. This is a very, very important point. What does it mean to be independently thoughtful? Because it doesn't mean to be whimsical, arbitrary in one's decisions, or engaging in mental speculation. What it really means is what's the meaning of independent? We always, for example, in 1976, I was defeated by Bhaktivedanta magazine to interview Srila Prabhupada because they wanted to run the American bicentennial. They were going to run a bicentennial issue. So I was supposed to interview them for this issue. But I was talking about the Declaration of Independence, and he said, we are declaring our dependence on Krishna, not our independence. Well, certainly part of a devotee's way of being is to feel himself or herself always dependent on Krishna, dependent on the spiritual master. Then at the same time, Prabhupada says to be independently thoughtful. Time to reconcile these two ideas. And some people have asked me about this. What should happen in Krishna consciousness is, first of all, we receive knowledge and information from Krishna through the Shastras, through the spiritual master, through great devotees. Through Sadhguru Shastra. This is where our knowledge comes from. If we try on our own to gain knowledge in this world by our defective senses and our limited perspective and our very tiny mind, we will not be successful at all. So we must go from what it says the perfect knowledge comes from perfect person, that is Krishna. We are not supposed to be independent of Krishna in our knowledge and in our decision-making process. But when one becomes mature in Krishna consciousness, he can act autonomously and at the same time be in perfect harmony with the instructions of Krishna and the instructions of the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master who conveys the teachings of previous acharyas and of Krishna is described by Prabhupada as being an external manifestation of Supersoul. What the spiritual master says is identical with what Krishna is saying in the heart. Studying Bhagavad Gita, is different from studying some mundane production of knowledge. What Krishna is saying to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita is really just what Krishna is telling us from within the heart. Because Krishna is in the heart, he's a super soul. And as such, he gives direction to the living being, how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. So in the beginning, we have to approach the spiritual master, find out what it is Krishna wants. We should regain maturity. We have to take the instructions of the spiritual master and make them our own. Chitte kodiya aite, may my chitta, my intelligence become one with the instructions of the spiritual master. That's the literal translation of that line. So that I assimilate or internalize these instructions, which are not something foreign or alien, not something coming in from the outside that's being imposed on me. Rather, they're the instructions that Krishna is giving me in the heart. So that when I have made the teachings of the spiritual master my own, then I can act. And everything I do, I can act on my own, autonomously or independently. But everything I do will be in accord with those instructions. That's maturity in Krishna consciousness. And that's what Prabhupada meant by independently thoughtful. I have to become mature enough so that when I'm confronted with a new situation, I will be in a position to be able to receive directions from the super soul what to do. Because in this world we always are finding ourselves in new situations. Now how in this situation am I to apply Krishna consciousness? We have the spiritual master to give up these directions. Like for 11 years in this movement, we had Srila Prabhupada. Now Srila Prabhupada is no longer here. When we make a mistake, we say, you blew it, do this, do that. But you can see that during Prabhupada's career, he actually tried to detach himself from the day-to-day management, give general principles, and let people try to learn how to apply it. Because he knew he wasn't going to be around forever, and that people had to carry on without him. So that process has to continue also with you. Who am I, so you should become independently thoughtful by it is not my intention to try to micromanage the day-to-day lives of my disciples. I wouldn't want to do that. Sometimes it's necessary, but that's not the best situation. It's just like when somebody is a child, parents have to guide and teach them, but they didn't expect them to become mature because they've taken in those instructions. This is the general process in human life. So that's really what Prabhupada wanted us to become mature, become independently thoughtful. Now that is not just done. You see that in order to be in this position, to act properly in a mature way, we have to be following strictly the principles of Krishna consciousness. What's clear about spiritual knowledge or realized knowledge is that for it to flow, for it to come to us from the super soul, we have to be in the proper condition of life. We have to be in correct existential condition. We have to be acting in such a way that we are always trying to serve the Lord and to increase that service, increase our attachment to Krishna, our detachment from that. And we should always be thinking about and praying sincerely to know what is the next thing I have to do to advance in Krishna consciousness. There may be 15, 20, or 40 things in the line that I have to do, but the one I really have to worry about is the next thing. And sometimes Krishna shows up so far ahead and it doesn't show us anymore, but that's fine, just as long as we know what to do next. And if we're sincere and serious, Krishna will show us what to do next. And we take that step, then he'll show us the next thing. If he shows us what we have to do next, then we say no, because what he wants us to do next always involves more surrender, more attachment to Krishna. And then if you see, if you see really far ahead, you go, but it's true, I mean, Krishna really wants everything from us. And as has been remarked, there can be a fear factor, and always dependence upon Krishna. But Krishna, if we're just taking a step, then Krishna will give us all the courage we need, all the guidance we need, all the direction we need, all the facility. And the example of this that we have before us, that as far as I can see, I've never seen its equal, is the example of Srila Prabhupada coming to the West on his spiritual master's order. That was basically all he had, was this faith in his order, and he decided to do it. And by Krishna's arrangement, he did it without any facility. He had no money. He was 70 years old, so he did not have youthful energy. He was not in good health. He had no institutional support, no support, nothing. He just came, the only thing he had, no money meant that, we were undercapitalized from the beginning, a few dollars. And yet, what happened? Somehow or other, within a few years, Krishna consciousness movement was spread all over the world. So you may wonder why Krishna put Prabhupada through all that. But we can see now to understand that really what Prabhupada's asset was, his complete confidence in the order of the spiritual master and the willing to take it up and do it. And Prabhupada said once that he thought first he would be a businessman and make a lot of money and then spread Krishna consciousness. But then Prabhupada remarked, Krishna made me a business failure. So he just finally, Prabhupada surrendered to the plan of Krishna. And Krishna showed that with just that confidence in the process of Krishna consciousness and willing to take all kinds of risks, that everything came out successful. So this is the illustration that we have, why I'm very confident on this point. Because if we're seeing and Prabhupada showed us. So I just pray to Krishna that all of you learn this Krishna consciousness, take advantage of everything Prabhupada has given us, to absorb what he has to say. I remember he said at one point, he said, Prabhupada said, I am one person and see what I have done. Now all of you, he said, now we are 500 at that time, that's how many disciples he said. Now we are 500. Each one of you become just like me and imagine what will be accomplished. This was actually his desire. Sometimes I have God brothers that say we can't be like Srila Prabhupada, but that's not what Prabhupada wanted. He wanted that we should become exactly like him. We may have to operate on our own scale, but our own scale, whatever full surrender we can, the full surrender we can get, that will accomplish wonders. So that was the order of Srila Prabhupada, with that order of the spiritual master. Also, if we should understand, is available the mercy to fulfill that order. So we are indebted to Srila Prabhupada for having done so much to save us. We have to pay him back by doing the same thing for others. That is our obligation. So learn this Krishna consciousness. Make the instructions of the spiritual master one with your heart. And in this way, give Krishna consciousness to everyone. Thank you very much.